Before we close the program today, we wanted to leave you with the thoughts of those who traveled to the National Mall yesterday, some of the million, to witness history firsthand, and they share a little bit of their experience with us. Here are Anand Vora, David Hamilton, Patricia Kulas, Kim DePisa, Alfred Keith, and Cora Lewis.
My name's Anand Vora, and I'm from Bombay, India. It's a historical event for everyone. I mean, not only the Americans or the Indians or the Chinese, it's like everyone, especially for the Israelis and Palestinians also, because they are also hoping that something comes out of it. India and Pakistan also hope that something comes out of it. I think America is finally ready to have a non-white president, which is a huge step. It gives other people also a light of hope, a ray of hope. If such a thing can happen over here, then it's possible other places also.
My name is David Hamilton, and I'm from Philadelphia. I'm going to remember the whole thing, the whole experience of coming from Philadelphia and then making my way to the mall and then pressing my way through the crowds to get a glimpse at history. It means that we all, black, white, yellow, red, brown, every nationality, every religion, every creed, every belief, has the same equal opportunity now.
My name is Coral Lewis, and I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Words cannot express how deep it touched me. It's the most wonderful thing that God could have given us at this time to bring all of us together. I'm from the generation that marched and couldn't do anything but march and had to take whatever harassment that came. And then to get to this moment and to let us live and see that all of us of every different nation are one now. God bless America and God bless all of us.
My name is Patty Kulas.
My name is Kim DePisa.
Woodbridge, Virginia.
Burke, Virginia. Representing Trinidad and Tobago, too.
I think it's historic, you know, just the event of the first African-American president, but also it's just a feeling of goodwill throughout the mall. You know, everybody has some hope, even though the hard times are hard. And you get to meet great people.
Yay!
On the road.
Just like that! And we have future president potential in our midst, and it's just hopeful, and we just have somebody who embodies spirit and intelligence in Obama, and I say yay to leadership. Yeah.
My name, Alfred Keith. I traveled from Los Angeles. I'm 56 years old, and I never thought I would ever see anything like this, and I'm just proud to be a part of it. Right as I'm speaking, I'm feeling my grandmother, like her being a daughter of slaves. She would never think of something like this. To even think at her time for a black person even to say that they wanted to be president, probably would get hung. And now, it's a reality.
Just thinking about her right now, it's amazing. And I'm just glad, just proud to be a part of it. And I'll never forget this as long as I live.
Those were just a few of the people who gathered at the National Mall yesterday. And we'll have more voices, photos, and reflections from yesterday in an audio slideshow that you can find on our website. Please go to npr.org and click on Tell Me More. And we wanted to end the program today with one of the musical performances from the inauguration. Here is the legendary Aretha Franklin singing the hymn America, better known as My Country Tis of Thee.
My country tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Oh,
that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.